Okay, we will now move on to agenda item number six, which is PR-2024-010040, SD-2024-00040, preliminary final plat, Aldridge Land Surveying Agents for Clearbrook Investments, Inc., requesting aforementioned actions for all over portions of lot 3 and 4, Port Horizon Village, zoned RML, located at 8831 and 8835 Horizon Way between Horizon Boulevard and Aerostat Place, containing approximately 0.1352 acres. And who is the agent today for
Tim
the
Aldridge.
Mr. Aldridge, would you state your name and address for the record?
This is Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying, P.O. Box 30701, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87190, agent for Clearbrook Investments on this project.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, is there anybody else with the with your application today?
There is not.
Okay, if you would provide a short brief summary.
Yes, thank you, hearing officer. Tim Aldridge here. The purpose of this plat is to adjust the interior lot line between lots, existing lot 3 and 4. This was caused, I did not do the original plat, but the footprints for the townhomes that are constructed, the original lot line caused the south building on lot 4 to encroach into the setback and into the PUE. And the purpose is to adjust this so the buildings will actually fit and meet the setback requirements and not have any encroachments.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
I also sent this morning at Mr. Palmer had requested a an exhibit showing that some dimensions showing that the lot widths, we met the lot widths. So I sent that early this morning. I also sent an exhibit showing the location of the proposed townhomes.
Okay, thank you. We'll now go to the general public. Is there anybody in the general public that wishes to comment on agenda item number six? Please unmute and raise your hand. I'm not seeing any. Mr. Rodenbeck, you have your hand up.
Yeah, this is Jay Rudbeck. I'm going to bring up the two submittals that Mr. Aldridge was referring to that he submitted at 8:30 this morning. Just FYI, I'm bringing those up right now.
I got him here, Jay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Mr. Aldridge, on the lot 4A, if you go back to the other one, Jay, is it your testimony that the edge of the building is coincides with the easement? I'm assuming that's the either the setback line or the easement line.
It's actually both is a 10-foot side yard, and yes, I do swear that that does meet. It's actually clear of that line by about a tenth of a foot.
Okay.
All
Okay.
right.
Thank you. I went to the public, so we'll now go to the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, David Gutierrez, Water Authority. Water Authority has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. We'll go to code enforcement, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Excuse me. This property is zoned RML and all dimensional standards for lot size and width must be met as per IDO Section 51C, Table 511, as well as setback and height requirements for future development. You already addressed the lot width measurements. I had requested they be shown on the plat to ensure the minimum lot widths are being met, which they appear to be. Comparable for that. And the property is located within an area of consistency. If the plan is to develop the property with low density residential dwellings, then the contextual lot size standards would apply and must be between 0.0630 to 0.1051 acre. I calculated that as the contextual lot size standards minimum and maximum. The proposed revised lot sizes are within that allowed contextual lot size standards for the low density residential. For future development, the property is located within subarea 2 of CPO 10, the North I-25 overlay zone, and must meet all those development standards accordingly, as of course any other development standards in the IDO. Code enforcement has no further comments and no objections.
Okay, Mr. Aldridge, I thought your testimony was is that there was some existing residents on these lots now.
No, Mr. Hearing Officer, Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying. These are the last, there's only six vacant lots left in this subdivision, and these two are actually vacant. The proposed lot line adjustment would be so that the owner, Clearbrook Investments, could actually begin, get a building permit and begin construction.
Okay, so then the informational comments that Mr. Palmer provided are applicable to you, so.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll move on to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any objections to the request, thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to hydrology. Tiquan Chin,
Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. We'll move on to Mr. Armijo with transportation.
Hi, Mr. Armijo, transportation. We have no objection.
Thank you. Finally, we'll go to planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Just Tim, please add the project and application numbers to the plat. Add the date of DHO approval to the plat, and work with Aegis on getting the DXF file approval for the plat prior to final sign off. We'll have those as conditions of approval. And just note that once you receive all DFT and city engineer sign-offs on the plat, you'll have 3 months to record the plat, or the subdivision would be voided in that situation. So, and then finally, just once you get the plat recorded, should this plat be approved, just send me and Angela Gomez a copy of the plat. I got it in the comment memo. So that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rudnick. Mr. Aldridge, you have any questions?
Yes, Hearing Officer Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying. Just a comment to Mr. Rodenbeck. I did get Aegis approval on this, Jay. It was sent into planning on February 27th.
Great.
So if you guys do not have that, I can send it again if you'd like.
Please do.
Okay, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you already have it, then it's a moot point, but it'll be part of the conditions.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions that you have?
No, Mr. Hearing Officer, thank you.
Okay. With that, I am going to approve PR-2024-01-00040. SD-2024-00040 preliminary and final plat, that the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM with the following conditions: that the project number and application be added to the plat, the approval date of this hearing by the DHO be added to the plat, and a documentation that the Aegis DXF file has been accepted by the city. Mr. Aldridge, any questions on the approval?
Mr. Hearing Officer, no. Thank you all very much.
Okay, good luck.